Miss Carol, you're the president of Beaumarie Bay Probus Club, is that correct?
I was a year back.
Oh,
and who's talking?
My name is Ethan with Australian Scapes. Are you still, by any chance, still associated with the Probus Club?
Yes.
Okay, we just have an idea that will guarantee your club members anywhere from 40 to 60% of their way trips. As I've mentioned, my name is Ethan with Australian Scapes, and we're currently setting up Probus Travel Club to give their member access to much more affordable trip options. This is actually recognized by the head office. You can verify this information with Monica from marketing. By any chance, did you receive our introductory email?
Yes, I did.
Oh, perfect. Well, my purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save your club and your members' money of their future trip. We'll then send some information to show others at the branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have questions. Is that okay?
Okay, I guess.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, we're all about affordability and simplicity, Ms. Carol. The idea, as I've mentioned, is to save your club members, even yourself, anywhere between 40 to 60% of their way trips and day tours. Currently, the members actually pay too much. And we've done a few comparison. Trade Travel have one listed for 6 days, Fraser Coast to Harvey Bay, charging over $2,400 per person. And we can do the similar trip from anywhere under $800 per person, similar experience, all top quality. Ours is much more independable and affordable style of travel. If you don't mind, can I go ahead and record this call and for training purpose?
I guess so.
Thank you so much. This will be a service style question. I'll be as quickly as possible. Ms. Carol, when the club members are considering getting away as a group, are the members more interested in doing affordable short-range trip, 1 to 3 nights within 3 hours of drive, or are they willing to do longer trips, say more than 10 days, or only a day trip?
I'm not sure at this moment. We have day trips, and we did have a 4-day away to the silos recently.
Okay.
I think if you just send some information, I will put it up for the club members to look at and see if we can get some interest in that, yes?
I would definitely like to send you some information. If you don't mind, I would like to ask you several questions. This will help me, regarding your travel plan, this will help me get a better idea of the club and the traveling options that I could put up a package and make the, send the proposal to your email, if you don't mind. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, looking at this year, Ms. Carol, do you have any plans tripped out at all, or are you guys in planning?
At this moment, I myself do not have plans for this year to travel. I had come home last year and decided this year I'd be at home and just do short day trips or a few days away. Yeah.
All right. Well, usually approximately how many members do you have that usually travels or get away occasionally?
No. This is going to be too hard. Our club ranges in a lot of ages, and a lot of people go traveling by themselves.
Okay.
Our last trip away was 20 people.
Okay, that's a great amount of number for traveling. Well, Ms. Carol, what places have members already indicated interested in visiting this year? Would you happen to know?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I haven't organized anything for this year.
Oh, okay. Well, some of the ideas that we have for you and your members that might interest you in the future, these include short-range trips, self-guided via bus or train transportation with great value accommodations, for anywhere 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. This type of trips can be done anywhere from 40 to 60% less than retail, saving you a lot of money, and this is much more of an independent style of trip. In your opinion, do you feel that some of the members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in the future if they were very much affordable?
I think if I had the information, I could offer it to them. But if I don't have the info, I don't know. They make up their own mind, yes.
Oh, okay. You're right about that. Well, we want to suggest new and interesting places if possible. Where have the members been on a longer trip or any type of trips in the past few years? Any destinations comes in mind?
Last year I think they went to Italy. The year before it was somewhere else. I've been to Borneo with them. I think I can't recall off the top of my head.
Okay, I just wanted to get a basic ideas of the travel plans in the
Yeah,
past.
so they've been to Norfolk Island and King Island and places like that, but I'm sure if you had something really good and you sent me information and I offered it up to them, we could see where it went from there. I don't guarantee anything, but trade travel is expensive, you
It
are
is
right.
expensive, yeah. We are offering 40 to 60%. I just wanted to get a basic idea, so I'll definitely like to send you a proposal for the future trip option. Do you have any places that you personally or visited in the past would like to maybe visit in the future with the members? Any places comes in mind?
No, at the moment not, no.
Okay. Well, how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
We offer up what we, if I'm sending a send, if a flyer comes and it says here or there, I say, does anyone show any interest? And if they do, then we pursue it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's done like so, yes.
Well, working out travel style that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like foolish
That's
traveling.
precisely true. So everyone has their own choices and their
Right.
own, yeah, so it's not easy to say a general thing that they would like to do, yeah.
Definitely, that's totally understandable.
And
Well,
there's a wide range of ages and capabilities as well, so this is a problem at the moment, yes.
Have you ever done any email survey of members to find out more about what type of trips they're interested in doing, travel style, budget, and so on?
I'm sure someone's done that, yeah.
All right.
I haven't got the information. I have not. I just used to do the day trips and
Okay.
yeah, short trips. But I haven't anything organized at this moment. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not a good person to ask questions of.
No, you're actually helping me out a lot. This is actually giving me the ideas of your travel, your club's travel op plans in the past and the future. Well, I just have a few more questions, then we'll definitely be able to send you some information. From what you already know with your experience with the club, Miss Carol, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the affordability to you and to your member?
I would say it was very important, so I guess it's about an 8, yeah.
Okay. And a value for money, I believe that'll be very high as well.
Yeah, probably. And ease of travel. Ease, yeah.
Ease of
So,
travel.
you know, it really is hard to get to the airport and then get your own plane and say start your tour from Sydney is not a good idea.
You're right about that. Are there any other factors that might be important to you or to your members that comes to mind?
No, sorry.
Okay. Well, I see that organizing travel plan, getting competitive pricing, communicating members seems quite a task. In your opinion, what do you feel about travel organizers need to help you and your club members with the most?
I haven't got a clue.
Okay.
I really don't know. I really and truly do not know, and I don't know the answers to all these other questions. And if I knew you were going to ring me up, I would ask a whole lot of people, but you didn't tell me in advance, so I don't know.
No, this is actually, I just want to get a basic idea of
I'm,
some
you
interest.
know,
Yes.
Probus is a group of people with
Right.
lots of different ideas and needs and things they will and won't do.
Right.
So we just can offer ideas and see what comes out of it. And
Correct.
we don't say we're going here, you know, and they say, oh, yes, please, because it's not a school or somewhere where you've got control.
No, you're
You
right.
know,
Right,
they're adults, yes.
right. Everybody has to, wanting to do the trips.
They need to know, yeah.
Right. Well, I see from the committee member on the website that there is a person, Miss Faye Weggett. Is she still in charge? Would you happen to know of the travel
She's
arrangements?
our secretary. She's our secretary, and I'm sure she'll answer the questions better than me, but I'm sure she doesn't know either.
Well, Miss
So
Faye.
she's,
Yeah. Well, I
yeah.
just wanted to say this. You've been great, helpful. This will be the last question. Definitely thank you for your time. Well, I would definitely like to, show you the opportunity to prove our value to you and to your member. How we can be saving you guys anywhere from 40 to 60% of your domestic day trips or international trips and travel, making it more affordable. Would you be open to maybe shopping around for getting a better price for your trips?
I think we look to see about organisation and how easy it is going to be to travel. And I think most of our members have a fair idea how much things cost. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah, so I guess people do look around to see how much costs are.
Oh, definitely. Well, Miss Carol, that actually completes our questionnaire survey. I just want to verify the email. The email I have here is bbprobist@gmail.com.
Sounds right to me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Miss Carol, we just wanted to mention this. We're actually the first and the biggest travel club in Australia, and we're giving each Probus Club branch a special free membership so all members can access the discount and try us out, because it does to pay to shop around. And this is actually quite a significant step for Probus, because it means you're getting a free access to a wholesale travel pricing and a wide ranges of option. Thank you, Ms. Carol. I'd definitely like to thank you for the time. We'll go ahead and send you an email briefly and maybe do a follow-up with you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Carol. You've been great, helpful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.